It's time for the CB Helping Hands Ministries program with Apostle Shalia on Praise 107.9.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am so excited tonight because we're going to be talking about faith. This is Chief Apostle Shalia Benjamin Enusa with CB Helping Hands Ministries Worldwide International. We just thank God for each one of you, for you coming and listening to us every Sunday night. We just continue to keep you lifted up in prayer because we know that we serve a God that hears and answers prayer. Again, this is CB Helping Hands Ministry Worldwide International, located at 1726, 1728 North Main Street, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. We can be reached by phone at 904-353-2792. You can reach us on the web at cbhelpinghandsministries.com, onelifewithpastorshalia.com, sbitreasures.com, and now shaliabenjaminenusa.com. There's truly something on our websites for everyone. So we just want to encourage you to be a part and to visit the websites, whether it's talking about diets or food choices or recipes or a word throughout the week. You can truly find it on one of our many websites. We also want to encourage you to, as you look on the websites, to purchase the book, The Enemy Within Is Real. Awesome, awesome book for single mothers, telling them that, you know, you can make a comeback. God can and will empower, elevate, and lead you to higher ground. It is encouragement not to give up. So again, the name of the book is The Enemy Within Is Real. You don't want to miss reading this book because it will definitely enlighten and empower you. So if you know someone that's a single mom, buy them one of the copies. It's on, you can go to our websites and purchase it. It will be mailed out to you. It's on Amazon.com. It's on It's on BarnesandNoble.com. So you definitely can go online and purchase one of the books and have it shipped to you. Or just if you know someone that feels like giving up and quitting, get them the book so they can be encouraged to hold on and know that God will come and see about them. So today we're going to be talking about having faith. And so we're going to use the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 22. But I'm going to give you some other verses as well. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. That's Mark 11, 22. That's the King James Version. You know, we exercise our faith by greeting God in prayer. But, you know, and I want us to understand what prayer is. Prayer is a conversation to God. Have you ever had a conversation with God where you just tell him stuff? What about your very best friend? You know how you talk to your very best friend? Then you need to have that same kind of faith in God. But that faith should go above that we place in man. The kind of faith to where you can go to God in prayer and tell him about anything. You know, we ought to be able, you know, to call on the Holy Spirit to help us, to lead us, to guide us. You know, faith to me is when things look like it's impossible, I believe that it is possible, not because of me or not because of anything that I know or not because of anything that I can do, but because I know that what's impossible with man is possible with God. So we have to keep that in mind. All things is possible through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. He wants us to have that abundant life, that life where we do greater things. So we have to come to realize that the power doesn't lie within you and I. The power lies within God. So let us discuss some of the conditions of you trying to walk out on your own and not relying on the faith of God. You know, it says when you give, who can give you faith when you ask, for it. God, your shepherds gives you faith so that you hear to, so that you can hear and that you learn to receive and reap the blessings of God. You have to accept Jesus Christ. Having faith means that you believe in the impossible, knowing that nothing is impossible with God. All things is possible through Christ Jesus. I can't say that enough. Do you break under the pressure of facing the reality that you are broke again without money? Are you breaking under the possible knowing that day to day you are finding it in you're finding it hard to keep your household up? Are you borrowing money? Are you doing whatever it takes to survive? Are you desperate? Are you numb? Are you preoccupied with the pressures of living the good life? So much so until you find taking it out on church members or group members. Are you wasting your time and energy, the time and energy that God has given you for the edification of Jesus Christ? Are you living your life out of regret, not understanding that it's Jesus, it's God that makes all things possible? Do you consider that in spite of your church going, prayers, tithing, and witnessing, that you are not godly? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6 and 33, Luke 12 and 31, all in the King James Version. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that thou shalt not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. 1 Kings 3 and 13, the King James Version, Solomon's dream. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Psalms 37, verse 25, King James Version, prayer for confidence in God, according to the word of God and gospel readings. But he shall receive 100-fold now in his time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and profiteth little. But goodness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy 4 and 8, King James Version, godliness profits all things. Now the Spirit speaketh, expressing that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, and their confidence seared with a hot iron. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 16, the King James Version, every creature of God is good. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You know, we have got to come to realize that we have got to have faith in the Almighty God. We've got to have faith in his word. So how do you have faith, Chief Apostle? You have faith because we all are given a measure of faith. So we all have a measure of faith, but we have to grow that faith. How do you grow that faith? By studying God's word, by relying on the word of God, not looking at the circumstances in which we are now in. We've got to look past our circumstances and know that when we have a need, according to the word of God, he's going to supply that need, not based on earthly things, but he's going to supply that need according to his riches, which is in heaven. So what is our job? Our job is to seek him in all things. He wants that personal relationship with you. So I ask today, do you have a personal relationship with God? Do you treat him like you treat your very best friend? Do you talk to him both day and night? Are you meditating upon God's word both day and night? Because it calls for us to meditate upon God's word. So are you meditating upon the word of God both day and night? Are you trusting in him? Are you letting him abide in you as you abide abide in him. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. So when we put God first, put first things first, when you put God first, and when you seek him in all of your ways, when you acknowledge him in all of your ways, then he does his part. You know, you have got to invite God into your situation. Does he already know about it? Yes, but he's not going to overrule you. He wants you to invite him into that situation. He wants you to tell him, God, do you see what's going on in my life? I need your power. I need your strength. I need your deliverance. I need your peace that passes all understanding. I need you to come and see about me. I need to be the head and not the tail. I need to be a lender and not the bar. I need to be an overcomer, dear God. I need to overcome these circumstances in my life, dear God. I need to overcome the fact that I have more bills than I have money. I need to overcome the fact that I feel like I'm less than. I need to overcome the fact of depression. I need to overcome the fact that I have forgotten that I'm the head and not the tail. I've forgotten that I'm an overcomer. I have forgotten that I was wonderfully and marvelously made in your image. I have forgotten some things, God, so I need to seek you. I need to seek you out, dear God. I need to be asking you for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding on how to run this race, dear God. I need to be seeking you in all things. When I get up in the morning, I need to be talking to you. At lunchtime, I need to be talking to you. I need all of you to understand that it's as simple as saying, oh, Lord, thy son of David, have mercy upon me. It's as simple as saying, as Peter said when he was walking on water and he started to sing, he said, Lord, save me. Every now and then you need to cry out, Lord, save me. I understand that I've got to have some needs for you to supply. I understand that I got to go through some things for you to turn it around. I understand that I've got to have some things that I need to be delivered from for you to deliver. I understand that I had to need a redeemer, a kinsman redeemer, to come and redeem me from my sins. I've got to understand that I had to have Jesus to come and die and pay the price for my sins that I could not pay for myself. I get excited when I think about the goodness of God. I need you to understand that it's a personal relationship with him. Your relationship may not be like my relationship. You might not talk to him the same way that I talk to him, but I like to go to him and say, Daddy, I've got a problem. And if I got a problem, that means that you got a problem, because according to your word, you told me to cast my cares, my burdens upon you, for you care for me. Ah, you've got to learn to know the word of God, to stand on the promises of God, and to repeat those promises and those words back to him. You need to say, look, Heavenly Father, you said that if I do this, that you was going to do this. I know that your word cannot return unto you void. I know that your word has got to come to pass. I want us to understand that when Jesus bid Peter to come, it was a word, come. The word come came from the mouth of Jesus. So when Peter stepped out on the water, he was actually stepping out on the word of God. So you and I need to learn how to step out on the word of God. What does the word of God say about your life? Step out on the word of God, knowing that he won't let you sink, knowing that as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, that we can't sink. And if we take our eyes off of Jesus and we start to sink, know that all we got to do is cry out, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And he will hear your cry, and he will come and see about you. We got to believe some things by faith. We know that by faith these things are done. So we got to believe some things by faith. We believe the word of God by faith, and we are expecting the manifestation to take place in our life. By faith, I believe that every word, every promise that my Lord put forth in his word is true, and it shall come to pass. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to have faith that the manifestation is getting ready to take place in your life even now. We just thank you for being with us tonight. Know that God loves you. We love you. Now go love and bless someone else. And know that the blessings of the Lord is already upon you. So continue to be blessed. We'll pray for you and you pray for us. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to the CB Helping Hands Ministries program with Apostle Shalia on Praise 107.9.